Right, the shiur this week is being sponsored with this special about Avram Yehuda ben Rav Gedalia Olshon.
Such an illustrious last name, I imagine he's an einikel from the sons, yeah. The Divrei Chaim. But once we had a maisa that with the Munkacha's fathers made a shidduch with the Divrei Chaim's einikel, the Shinovrov's son with the Divrei Chaim's granddaughter. And of course, the Divrei Chaim was supposed to be Masada Kedushin. And he was in his room, and it was getting late. And the Minchas Elazar's father, I think the Shem Shlomo, they called him, the Daki Tshuva. So he didn't know what to do. He was waiting. And he went over to the Shinova. He says, "I'm not going into my father. He says, I'll go in. It's time for the chuppah. It's late already." So he said, "Okay, but listen, when you'll tell me it's a chasana, he's going to say, which chasana? You tell him it's your granddaughter, he'll say, which granddaughter are you talking about?" And he walked in, and Sons of Rav was sitting and learning Gemara. He was sitting and learning about Blood Gemara. So he said, "Oh, Mechutin, I've been so zufrieden yet you come here. Help me na shver balamar." He says, "Help me learn this. I can't go to the chuppah and finish the shver balamar." That's what he says. Chab leap taira. Chab azai leap taira. He says, "You have to help me finish this balamar." So that was the Divrei Chaim. But I imagine Zashpa in this neighborhood that Baruch Hashem, he didn't come out to learn Daf Yomi B'Iyan. She got a bracha that I should be able to do it. But we'll start with just an introduction to know Mishnah Ariel, the Kol HaTmeim, Lo Yechlu B'Truma, and so forth, the Dim. So we're going to go on the basis of the Halacha of Ariel. That in the end of Parshas Boy, the Torah tells us by the Karban Pesach that there's a din as far as the Karban Pesach, there's a din kol orel lo yoichel ba. An orel, a person who's not gemal, that we call an orel, so an orel can't eat from the Karban Pesach. That's the din. The Aro can't eat the carbon pesach. Then there's another din. The pasuk tells us two other dinim, and that's the pasuk says over here: "Kol ever ish miknas kesem malta isa az yechol ba." There's also a din that what's called milas avodov, the mila of avodim, as we all know, is such a parsha called Eved Knani, and the parsha of Mila and Parshas Lech Lecha, there's two types of Eved Knani. There's Eved Knani that you purchase, you capture, and then there's Yilid Beisa. Yilid Beisa is if somebody owns a Shifcha Knanis and she has a child, that child is also Eved Knani. There's a difference between them is that Eved Knani that you purchase, or you cash, it doesn't matter, you can just go over and take an akum and make him into an Eved Knani. That's the din, chazaka, right, that you learned in the Gemara's before. That Eved Knani has a din of a gimel vav yud. I have to be careful here. He has a din of a akum until you go ahead and you make him into a Eved Knani, which we know Eved Knani is chayv and mitzvahs keisha. Masha enkin yilid beisa is already an Eved Knani, just as a mitzvah to mal him. But the mitzvah Tamal is whether be miknas kaspoy or yilid beisa. So that also it says over here, kol eved ish miknas kesu malta isa oz yechol ba. And we darshan, it's machlekes mechilta, but the way the shas seems to darshan poshes is that the odin cannot eat till he mals his eved knani. The eved knani is ma'akim from mechilas pesach. Then later on it says, v'chi yot yogur itchagev, asa pesach shem himol kloy kol zachar, v'oz yikrov la'asoyse. So then there's what's called Mila Zachar, Mila's Banav, Chazal understood the Pasuk. And the pasuk poshut, even though so by yagarit chager, that's a sugya I had before already. But it means that Chazal understood from over here that it means milas banav is also mahakavim from the shechitas of Pesach. So we know this person himself can't eat if he's an aral carbon Pesach. Milas zacharav, his children are mahakavim from carbon Pesach, and milas avadav is mahakavim from carbon Pesach. That's just to make sure we all know what it's about. So over here in the Mishnah, it says that not only an aral cannot eat lo yoichlu betruma, and then it has dinim. But the basic din is that there's a new chiddush that an aral can eat truma. Usually we talk about a kohen eats truma. A zar can't eat truma, as you know, but an aral kohen cannot eat the truma. So Gemara wants to know where this is from. Min atanya, the Gemara says amar belazer minayin lo aral she'ein oichlu betruma. So Gemara says nema toishu v'soche the Pesach. These Gemaras I think have psukim here, so it's easy to see. The pasuk that in Vayikra that talks about that who's allowed to eat truma, so it says over there also the pasuk says toishu v'sacher and the name of toishu v'sacher truma. It says toishu v'sacher bePesach, name of toishu v'sacher kol zal lo yechol kodesh toishu koyin v'sacher lo yechol kodesh. So ma toishu v'sacher, just like toishu v'sacher on Pesach, orel also, but av toishu v'sacher the more makes a gzeirah shava. That just like there's an iser for an orel to eat the Karm Pesach, so too there's an Issa for an Aril to eat Truma. Gzeirah Shava. You learn how an Issa for an Aril to eat Truma. So the Gemara says a question. The Gemara asks questions on it as far as if it's Mufna, not Mufna. But basically, the Gemara says like this, that maybe the din should be that if you're learning out Truma from Karm Pesach, that just like Karm Pesach, there's a din that an Aral can't eat the Karm Pesach. So why don't you also say that an Aral, that Milas Bonav and Milas Avadav should be ma'akiv him from the Karm Pesach. Should be ma'akiv him from the Karm Pesach. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara goes to a whole shock of Atari about that. And the Gemara says, basically it says like this. It says, Ima Pesach Milas Chorv Avadav Ma'keves, that he can't eat the Karm Pesach, that if he doesn't mal his son, he doesn't mal his Avad, it's ma'akiv him. Av Truma, Truma too, milas charev v'avodav ma'keves. It should also come down. Amakra umalta oisa oz yoichel boy. The word boy. Should have said malta oisa oz yoichel. What's the boy? The boy is it seems to be extraneous. It's an extra word. Milas charev v'avodav ma'keves b'omalechol pesach ve'ein milas charev v'avodav ma'keves b'truma. In other words, the boy comes to tell you in another place where I would have thought that you're not allowed it, which is, we don't know what it is till we have that gzeirah shava. Once you have the gzeirah shava, and the gzeirah shava tells you that you can't eat from the carbon from the a truma if you're an aral. So I would think milas bonav also. Kamashlon boy. So Gemara says that's the drasha. So Gemara says yochi ema kol say the same drasha kol aral lo yechol boy boy ain't no echol ava echol hu betruma. So Gemara says but you have a psasik toishu v'sacher. So it says okay for the Gemara yet ain't a chenami. One boy is a miyut, one can't be. To learn to offer something else. But you have a gzera shava, toisha v'sacher, that gzera shava tells you that truma is learnt out. Truma is learnt out from Pesach. And Pesach has two din about it, actually three, but kol ara lo yachav, and then the two din of milas banav and milas zacharav, milas avadav, those two. So how do you know which one you're mad? Maybe the din would be that truma has a din that if somebody's an ara, somebody has banav that are not gemalt or vadim not gemalt, he can't eat truma. But maybe as an ara, he could. That's what the Gemara's shock of Atari is. How do you know which way to dash in the pasuk? My right. So the Gemara in the last teret, we'll focus on that. The Gemara says, "Mi ika midi." How's it possible? The arla is the gufer lamakvebe, arla is the achrina makvebe. That's what the Gemara comes on the base. How's it possible to say that? That in Truma, you're going to tell me that if your children are not gemalt, if your father are not gemalt, you can't eat. But if you're not gemalt, you could eat. That's Gemara's lashon. That's what Gemara says. We'll see later on what that could mean. But as far as you can hear, the Torah is going to be more machmir if you have children or vadim that are not gemalt more than your gemalt. Doesn't make sense. In Mela, we say mistavra that when the Torah made the gzeres shava and you have a miyut, the Gzeres Shava tells you an Aral himself can't eat. An Aral himself can't eat. But Milas Banav, Milas Zachar, Milas Avadav is Nama Akiv in eating Truma. That's the Gemara. So we'll concentrate on the Kasha that the Maram asks. And Maram just says, Teretz, maybe it's what we're going to be saying. But the Kasha is basically like this. Later on, there's a Gemara in Ayin Aleph. What were they holding today?
Ayin.
Okay, so Ayin Aleph is tomorrow. So tomorrow in Ayin Aleph, the Gemara is a Shaila, the following Shaila. Basically, the Gemara is a Shaila, Arelis Shaloi Bezman. Arelis Shaloi Bezman means that the child is not yet 8 days old. He's not 8 days old yet. Is that called an Arel? Is Arel called only when he's a shame Arel? He's already 8 days old, already, and he's not Gemal for some reason. Now, the din of Arel in the Mishnah, maybe I should have said that first. The din of Arel in the Mishnah, Rashi learns Arel means Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila. In other words, according to Rashi, even if you don't mal him, it's a sakana to mal him, right? We know the Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara says about the story of Nasan of Bavli, right? That he saw a child that was jaundiced, a child that was red, green, what the Gemara calls yarek, it could mean yellow. So he didn't mal them, it was a sakana. And that's the din. You don't mal Misha Mesa 2, 3, Machoikas with Machmir, that's 2. And you don't mal the child. Mesa Achav Machmes Mila, you don't mal the child. So Rashi learns, even if he's Mamish Anonis, Bekuach Nefesh, you don't mal. Taisis Yeshonim over here quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which is written in Taisis, which is quoted in Taisis in a few places, Chagiga and Zvachim. Taisis says Rabbeinu Tam, these Taisis show a little different print. Okay, I see that. Taisis Rabbeinu Tam, the Arul is Meshumid L'Arelis. He's a Meshumid. The other Rishayim bring it, that Taisis, the other place says, he's scared of being mal, he bleeds a lot, but whatever it is, Taisis says, if he's an honest, Pekuach Nefesh, that's not called an Arel. However, the Rishayim have Rayas, the Rashba, the Ritva, others over here, that there are other places you see that if a Tumtum is called an Arel, Chaltsasa Chama, he has Zisik, he does have certain Rishayim Machalik, even Rabbeinu Tam holds that someone, only someone who's mamish, it's Bekuach Nefesh, to mal him, that's not called an Arel. But if he's supposed to be mal, and you can't get it because he's a Tumtum, it's covered up, and he might be a Zachar, or right now you could mal him, but he's sick. But as soon as he gets better, or a week after, like the Gemara says later on, you could mal him. That's called an Arel, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Gemara says over here, let's say the child is not an Arel at all. That's the Gemara's question. Is that called an Arelis or not? So where's the Shaka V'Tarya? We're going to be little kids on the Shaka V'Tarya. And the Gemara says like this. There's a din, Milas Charev, as we mentioned, and Milas Banav. Now, if you notice in the Psukim, let's read the Gemara. Toshma, before the lines get wide. Engli elos milas charev b'shas asiya v'avada b'shas achila. The pasuk that talks about milas banav is talking about the shechitas. As we know, there's the shechitas of Pesach and Yud Dalid, and there's the achilas of Pesach and Leil Tezvot. The Rambam counts it as two different mitzvahs. Where it's a question why, but the pashtus is because other karbanas, the eating of it, is to eat the carbon, it's a din in the carbon. Over here there's a mitzvah on you to eat. Mitzvah on the person himself to eat. Right? And besides that, you find it's two different times. The shechita is yudalit, that's one mitzvah, and the achila is tezvav. But whatever it is, there's a shechita on yudalit and achila on tezvav. So, legabe scharav, let's talk about the scharav, a ma'akiv you from a ma'akiv a person. If someone didn't mal his children, it's ma'akiv him from the asiyas of Pesach, shechitas. In other words, if he wants to shech the Pesach, and now he has children that should be gemal, so he can't shech the Pesach, right? That's all shals and gemars. If it passes, how it passes it, lamulim v'larelim. But that's it, then he can't shech the Pesach. Ma'akiv him from the asiyas of Pesach. By avodim, it says, v'avodim b'shas achila. And when he wants to eat, and he has avodim that are not gemal, that's ma'akivim from the achilas of Pesach. So the Torah wrote, again, scharav b'shas asiya, bonav b'shas asiya, and avadav b'shas asiya, and scharav b'shas achila. I'm sorry, avadav b'shas achila, the opposite. Mila scharav b'shas asiya, avadav b'shas achila. Menayin liten asa amr shel zeh b'zeh. How do you know it's on both? that scharos ma'akev the achila and the shchita and the achila and banav and scharav and banav and avodav. Avodav is also the same thing. Avodav is also the asiyah and the shchita, both. So Gemara makes a gzeir shava. Also a gzeir shava. So Gemara says like this. What's the case that you need? You're telling me avodav is ma'akev saida shchita sapesach, saida achila sapesach, and so on. So Gemara says, bishlema avodav mishkaches lo. How is it possible? In other words, if he has a vadim that ma'akim afir shchitas pesach, so he couldn't shecht anyway. How's he going to eat a pesach? In order to eat a pesach, I have to shecht the pesach. In other words, you yourself, somebody can't just go over and eat a carbon pesach. He's not makayim the mitzvah, at least. Taisus says it's an issur. The Rashi Rishans holds, you're not makayim the mitzvah, right? But akoponim, you can't be makayim the mitzvah unless you were nimna on a carbon pesach. So if it's ma'akavim from the shchitas pesach, how could he? What do you need a pasuk to tell you that ma'akavim from the shchitas pesach? So Gemara said poshut, he shechted a pesach, and in between he bought some avadim, those avadim are not gemal. So it's ma'akavim from the shchitas from the shchitas pesach. So even though he didn't have any avadim that were arelim b'shas, but he had a b'shas asiyah. But a child, what's the case of the child? For the Gemara. Elaz Charev, the Isnu B'Shas, how do you have this, the Ram B'Shas Achila, the Lasnu B'Shas Asiyah? How is it possible that you have, so Elawat, that his wife had a child, the Siyalad Bein Asiyah L'Achila, but he's not 8 days old. So Vais Dais, Arelis Shul B'Zmana is called Arelis. So Gemara says, Tizma can't be. Himalai Kol Zachar Machmano V'Az Yakrev La'Soysay. It's not Shach that should be Ma'ak of you. Why? The Torah doesn't make it that you're called an Aril before this man of the Karban Pesach. The pasuk is Himalei Kol Zachar Va'az Yekrev La'Soysay Va'ilad Bar Mi'ilehu. So what's the case over here? So Gemara has a few cases, and in the Gemara you see a Meiri Dika Chiddush. For instance, the Gemara's Chiddush is, let's say the child was already 9, 10, it doesn't matter, he's old enough. But what happened is that he got sick. He had a fever. And you have to wait till Chaltzas Chama, till the fever leaves him. And the din is, the Gemara says, which is Allah Lamaisa, that when in Jordan this is a whole Shaila by Moilim. But the din is by fever, by other sicknesses, you wait 7 days to the hour. If the child, the doctor says at 3 o'clock he's fine, you have to wait 7 days. That's 7 more days till 3 o'clock. You can't mail him in the morning. It doesn't matter if people are not going to come to the bris, at least in America. That's all they do. But you have to wait 7 days. That's the din. So the Gemara says that's the case. He had a child that he had a fever. You wait a week, and the week came out 5 in the afternoon. They were makriv the carbon pesach 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever it was. So he was not ma'akiv da siyas a pesach. Now he should malim at 5. He doesn't malim. It's ma'akiv him from da achilas a pesach. That's one case. The Gemara says a few other cases, and let's give another example. The Gemara says, "Kigain shahaya ima va'aviv chavushim bebeis asurin." The Gemara says, "Or tumtum shenikra." In other words, his parents were in the beis asurin; they couldn't go ahead and do the bris mila. They couldn't take care of the bris mila for some reason, but they were able to have a shechitas pesach. The carbon people knew were makrif them Yushalayim. But as far as getting a moil, whatever the circumstances, the father couldn't get a moil. So therefore, even though there's a chiv mila, but they're onus on the mila, he's an onus on the mila. And since he's an onus on mila, that's not ma'akiv him. That's not ma'akiv him. However, when he gets out of jail, so they were already shechted a karm pesach. Now he got out of jail and he wants to eat, right? So he said, wait a minute, you should have mild him. Avada, if it's nighttime, the kid gets out of jail nighttime. So the din is that he came mild at night, as we know, right? It's a Gemara later on. You don't mild night, even show up his mind a week past it. But if he could have milded the day, that's ma'akim from Masir. But that's the Gemara's case. So the Gemara gives a few cases. The Rambam brings, came out all the cases, Allah, but the Pashas means all of them, that the Rambam says that in Milas Banov, that's the Shakavatari the Gemara over here, if he's an onus that he can't mal them, it's not ma'ak of them from the Karban Pesach. In other words, what's ma'ak of your Karban Pesach is you could do Mila and you don't do Mila. But if you can't, he's an onus, he's sick, the Chavushim Beis, so all the Gemara's case, remember, brings that La'alach. But in Arel, as far as the person himself eating, That you don't have. Rashi zicha. Rashi says afilu mesa achiv machmas mila. Even though he's a sakonas defoshes, legabe himself, legabe the mila that we say, if you can't do the mila, the Torah doesn't hold you responsible for doing the mila. But as far as a shame arul, you're called an arul. And even the Rabbeinu Tam who argues, but still, there's still a din that there's a reilim, even if they're nusim, like a tumtum, you're not mukhif to be karei yourself for some reason, he's still, and he's called an honest, he's still called an arul. So frek the maram, what's the Gemara? The Gemara says that if you had only, since you have only drush, a boy, and the shal is how to learn it. So the Gemara says, maybe truma is only milas banav avodav ma'akavim from the Korban Pesach. Right? But as far as himself, it's not ma'akav, not ma'akav. It's ma'akav from eating truma. But as far as arelis, he could eat truma. So the Gemara says, mi'ik amidi, how could it be such a thing that if a person is an arel, he could eat? His avadim can't eat, achwina can't eat because of achwina, the ma'akavim, and he himself could eat. Doesn't make sense. Frek the maram, what do you mean? You're right, that's true, I could eat a svara. But there's a big difference. If you're learning out from a pasuk that it tells you an oral can eat. So for instance, let's go Rashi. Even mesu achav machmas mila, he can't eat truma. He's an oral, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. But if you're learning it out from milas charev avadav, Milas Chavra Vadav is only if he's able to do it, but if he's anonymous, it's not Ma'akavim. So when the Gemara says, how could it be that the fact that Avadim and Banim are Ma'akavim from the Truma, from eating Truma, and he himself, an Oral, it's not Ma'akavim. So it must be it's Ma'akavim too. So you can't have a Miat. You can't have a Miat that says, boy, because once he's telling me Milas Chavra Vadav, then you know he himself. Frek the Maram, who says? You're right. It's ma'akavim too. But there's a big difference. If you're learning out from like Kol Orel, he has the same din as Korban Pesach. So even if he's Mesa Achiv Machmas Mila, he can't eat. No matter what the circumstance is, he's called an Orel. But if you're learning it out from Mi'ikamidi, that just like his children or Avadim is ma'akavim from the Korban Pesach, that's only if he's not an honest. If he's an honest, then it's not ma'akev. So if he's an honest, like Mesa Achiv Machmas Mila, that should not be ma'akev him. Let's say his son is Mesu Achiv Machmas Mila. It's a second Hostan. The doctor says he's red. Right? You see that the child is jaundiced. The child is red. What the Gemara says, Adam Yarek, the Gemara with Benasan Abavli. So he says, Avada the din is that it's not ma'akev him from the Karm Pesach because he's an honest. So what is the Gemara saying? That how could it be that your milas of achrina is ma'akev and it's not ma'akev you? Has to be ma'akev you. Sure, it's ma'akev you, but only if it's not an honest. If it's an honest, it wouldn't be ma'akev you. So how do you know aral mesu achav machmila? That's the maram's kasha. Okay, so we're gonna answer the maram. Could be it lies in the words of the maram, but just the lundus is not what he says. He just says a teretz, and maybe that's what he means. Okay, but the kasha is very blatant. The kasha is. That how could it be? The Gemara says, "Mi ikamidi the milas achrina makavis, and it's not ma'akavim." It's a big nafkamina. As far as achrina, it's only for tzad anoynus. As far as him, the din should be even if he's an arul meisach machmila, and that you can't learn that from achrina. So it starts off really. The minchas chinuch opens up a lot of nekudas in the sugya itself. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah Korban Pesach. So he goes into a shaila after all the achrenim go into, but he's the one who opens up in many different aspects. What when you say milas banav, milas zacharav is ma'akav, milas avadav is ma'akav from the Korban Pesach, what's the nekud that's ma'akav? What is ma'akav you? Is it ma'akav, he says, the fact because that the av, right, the odin, has in his house someone who's is supposed to mal, the mitzvah of mila. In other words, the din is you have to mal your child, that we know. A father's mechuyev, a yamal of ramesitzke benoy, the Gemara learns out, a father's mechuyev to mal his son. So that's ma'akev him from the Korban Pesach if he doesn't mal his son. Or a odin, right? The din is that a odin, even though it doesn't say behedya, but the Rambam starts off in Hilchas Mila, mitzvah says la'av lamal z'bnoi, v'rav v'odin lamal z'avodav miknes kesef, or in the Gemara really, the end of Rebelez of the Mila, the Gemara says, make a bracha, shekid ishanu v'mitzvah yisav, v'tzivanu lamal z'avodin. Lamal is so Taisus the last Taisus in Rabbi Elazar Meidel says Shenema Kol Yelid Taisus bothered with Vitzivonu. Achreinim Ataka Aimed that one Taisus asked by Gerim. This Gersus that said the Gersus Rishainim that Gerim you don't make a Shekichon, you just make Lachnisa Bebrisa. Never heard of. Because again, it's not like no mitzvah to be machnesim into this is the seder. But over here, Tosis goes out of his way. The mitzvah on the other tamal is of other. So the pshat is, what's ma'akiv in the current Pesach? Is it the mitzvah of Mila? You're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, or as a person is supposed to mal his children, he's supposed to mal miknas kaspo yelid beisoy, and he's not doing it. So the fact that he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Mila, that's ma'akiv for the current Pesach. With the mitzvah of Mila that you're not being mekayim, that's ma'akiv for the current Pesach, the asiyas Pesach, the achilas Pesach. That's one way of looking at it. The other tzad, the Minchas Chinuch says, is no, maybe it's not the mitzvah that's ma'akiv. The mitzvah that's what's ma'akiv is the fact you have an oral besoich beisoy. He has an oral. He has a ben that's an oral besoich beisoy. It's a ben, or he has a vadim, or he has a vadim yilud beisoy mikras kasboy. That's ma'akiv. He says, let's say nafkamina, quick nafkamina, let's say Isha, right? We know what woman is potter for maling her son. A woman is potter for maling her son, right? The Gemara says, Kedushin, Vayomel Avram, Sitzk, Benoi, Kasher, Tziva, Oy, Soy, Elohim. The Gemara Darshins in Kedushin, Choftes, Oy, Soy, Veloy, Oy, So. A woman is potter. A woman is potter. So, is a woman potter for maling her Evid? So that's a big tumor. Why? Because Taisa says, really, it's a Zman Groma. Right, you don't mal belayim, but there are many Rishainim and to Evan says that's not called as man grama. They have different svar. It's not the time to go into it. And they would say, no, it is. That's not doesn't fall into the category of man grama. It's exerts the cost of a woman's potter for maling her ben, but maybe she's chayv to mal her Evan. So memela by nisha who's chayv in carbon pesach, the mila's bonav will not be ma'akiv. Why? Because she doesn't have a mitzvah of mila. But Midas Avadav would, because she does a mitzvah. But if you say it's Oral B'Seich Beisoy, even if she doesn't have the mitzvah, she has an Oral B'Seich Beisoy. That's, let's say, that would be the Nafkamina. Okay, so, this is the basic Shad, the Mitzvah Chinuch, in Mitzvah Beis, by Mila, and Mitzvah Yitzayan, in Karm Pesach, he goes into. So, because of that, it opens up, many Achreinim go on this. So, one of the very stark Arayas, Minchas Chinuch himself, touches upon it, but he refuses to accept it as a raya, is a Rambam. The Rambam, this the Shagas Aryeh quotes this Rambam, he cites this Rambam, and in this Rambam, he just says, you see from Rambam a new Geder. Let's first see the Rambam. Perkei, Karm Pesach, Halacha Hei. So he says, Milas Bonav Akhtal, Milas Kavodav, V'chein Tvilas Ama'oisav, Bred Peledik Azach. If someone has a Shivcha Knanis, and he's supposed to Toivel her, because when he's supposed to, I shouldn't have said those words. And he didn't toivel her. He owns a shivcha knat. He purchased the shivcha on the market, right? Like they did in the South before Lincoln, right? I remember in Crown Heights sitting on a bench and meeting a person, and he told me, what? He was an Einikov. I said, you must be from the black Jews. He says, no, that's Muslims. They're not. He says, my great-great-grandfather was a southern Evid Knani, and they freed him. After Lincoln, they freed him, and that's where I come from. They were from, I know one person, from Far Rockaway. His great-grandparents were from, it's interesting, I forgot which town, in when they made the shul in the 1860s, so his great-great-grandfather said they should put the mechitza, should be made out of bricks. He says, because the next generation, if made out of wood, will take it away. Bricks, at least they won't move. That shul remained from. So there was the Evid Kanani, you have such things. So he purchased, he caught, and Bill Macham, whatever it is, a Shivcha. And she's not now, just like you need Mila and Tvila by a person to become a Jew, so you need it for Evid too. So you need the same thing by a woman, you need Tvila by Shivcha too. So Rambam says, I'm married to Chiddush. The Rambam says, V'chein Tvila Samaisa V'shem Avdus Ma'kevis Aizah. V'davazem ipi a kabbalah shat vila l'shivchos kemila l'avodim. Married the Kazakh, the Rambam. Now, the makar of it is a tesefta that I can't bring, but in Mechilta Dabshim Be'yachai, it says a little more. It says a posik, it says over there, the Mechilta says, it learns it out from a posik, v'chol evid, v'chol even a shivcha. Chol evid, miknas kasbeth, v'chol. V'chol means even a shivcha. So the Minchas Chinuch sort of tries to say that this, it's not the din in, it's a special halacha mashmi Sinai, but ma'isetz mashmi, it's a drasha like an eved. So Reb Chaim in the stencils, you know Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim in the stencils, Reb Chaim stencil a few places, teaches up this Rambam, the Shagasai alludes to it, but doesn't say it the way Reb Chaim, it says Shem Chaim, it says like this, it's a very dick of art. The din is that a shifra is, has to have tefillah, until she does tefillah, so she's a regular akum. And you, but you owe her, you own her, you have bailus over her. So he says, if it's the mitzvah mila, that's ma'akav, you've had a, which mitzvah mila? But an oral she is, the Gemara says, that kol ha-goyim areilim, posik, kol ha-goyim areilim, goyim have a din of areilim, right? Even if a goyim mouths himself, stamazoy, circumcise himself, he's called an oral. The gabi all dinim, the Gemara says the gabi a lot of dinim, that he has a din of an oral, kol ha-goyim areilim. Even if they a rovi mol, the vnoini mol, right? That some Hashem learns means the b'nei ketura of the Rambam, that a mechuyif to mal, even if they mouth themselves, they're called areilim. It's kol ha-goyim areilim. So, Reb Chaim says that the pshat is you have in your bias an oral. That's what the Torah is ma'akav. You see from over here. I was in a chanami. If you just have a posik that, like the psukim say that avadim is ma'akavim, there's a place to say it's the mitzvah of mila that's ma'akav you. But once you see that a shifra kananis is ma'akav you, and it's together with the halachas of Karm Pesach, and Rama puts it together with mila avadim and so forth. You see, it's the shame arla, having an arla in your house. What does that mean?
Why can't you say it's a mitzvah tefillah? Same way
it's tefillah. Because there's no mitzvah tefillah. There's no mitzvah tefillah. That's the point. No mitzvah tefillah. If she doesn't want to, or you don't want to, just send her away. There's no mitzvah to tefillah her.
Well, if you want to keep her, you have to tefillah.
That's what you do. And if you want to eat, you have to shech meat. But it doesn't mean there's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It's not called being, it's not, you're not doing the right thing you're supposed to do. There's no such thing. An eved is a pshat is right now you have a mitzvah to mal this eved. Right now you have this mitzvah. That's what Torah says. Kol yilid beisa. The Torah tells us that. Over here there's no such thing. Over here it's just a seder.
Does eved also have it in the tefillah?
Yes.
So the
government
doesn't say that.
So it's a mitzvah. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. That's a mitzvah. Next question. We'll get to that. So now, who doesn't say? What did you?
The Gemara doesn't say that
tefillah
is
ma'akim. Okay, fine. Right. So, but Akoponim, first thing, okay, that's Minchas Chinuch, we'll bring up that question soon. But Akoponim, so Reb Chaim says, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, for instance, there's a din, Menayin la'akum she'posel l'mila. It's machlekes, akum posel l'mila. So Gemara says two drushes, either himol yimol, so Gemara darshan's the first himol is without a vav, hamal yimol, somebody's gemaled can mal, right? And Akum doesn't have the mitzvah of Mila, so he's no good. Or Atas Brisi Sishmar, someone who is mitzvah in Brisi. And Akum's not. Either Hamal, someone who's Gemald, and a guy is not Gemald, or someone who's mitzvah. So Gemara says, Nafkamina Isha. If an Isha could be, I don't know what they call nowadays, a more eldest. The Lamaisim Shekhanach says she's kosher. Etzim, right? Etzim, you don't do, but Masim, she's kosher. Gemara says, what's a Nafkamina? If you hold because you're mitzvah in the mitzvah of Mila, so the din is she's not mitzvah. If you say someone who's gemaled, isha kemand mahal yadomi. A woman is considered mahal. She's not an oral. A woman is a yid. A yid is not called kol ha-goyim arlev. The Yisrael is called goyim arlev. The Yisrael arlev lev. They can have arlev lev, but not, they're oral. They're not an arlev. That's what the so Chaim says. What do you see from this gemara? You see that an akum has a din oral. So when you own a shifcha knanis, you have an oral besech beischa. When you toivel her and she's nichnas into Kedushas Yisrael, because we know Eved Knani has some kind of Kedushas Yisrael, right? The Gemara says that he's a Ben Bris, the din is if you kill him, you chayv misa, unless it's Yemi Yemayim by the Odin. But he has the Primogonim says it's a din of a haftar recha kamoicha on Eved Knani. Because it says, ki yazid isha re'eyu l'arga b'arma. In order to be chayv misa, you have to kill a re'eyu. That's why you put if you kill an akum. It's not re'eyu. And the Torah says, you chayv if you kill another knani. It's a ra'i is called re'eyu. It's v'haf to re'echa kamoicha, Prima Gadam says. So upon him, you machnes her into a state of kemanda mahal yadami. So he says, that's the pshat. From the posik, from the extra, the Chaim doesn't bring this posik, but in Maisa it says in Mechilta Rav Shem Ba'yachai, on these psukim, the kol oral oyech, kol eved l'rabbis shifcha knanis, that she wasn't getoyv. But a kuponim, what do you see? That it's the it's the Arul Shabbat that's ma'akiv you from the Karban Pesach. That's one thing. So now, Be'etzem is like this. The Rambam, he asks what you asked on the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch asks, later on the Rambam, we'll do something before we get to your Kasha. That he says, a cotton, the next halacha, cotton, ein milas avodah v'tvelas shivchas ma'akiv eso from Pesach. Shenema kol evet ish, lohitzis a cotton. You have a gzeres akosav, a cotton could have a carbon Pesach, right? Sell a base office. So the mele, if he has a vadim and shvachis that did mild and toivel, it's not ma'akim from his pasuk. Without the pasuk, you'd have thought it's ma'akim. Well, he doesn't have a mitzvah of mila. He doesn't have the mitzvah of mila. It's a cotton. So when the chaschinuch wants a mimacharish, he does have a mitzvah. He's just not responsible. But the pashas of it is that the reason you would think it's ma'akim from the mitzvah of from the din carbon pasuk because he has an oral besach basic kamashmon evidish v'lo evidish. That's the pashat shak. Now. Then the Minchas Chinuch has Yokasha. He says that you don't find, and it's one should come out by Hedron the Rambam. He says we know that the din is Evet Knani needs Tvila, Amila, and Tvila. Needs Mila and Tvila. So that means till you do the Tvila, he's still a guy. Like the Gemara says, you like the Sugis of Geiris and Menvav. The Sugis over there say that. Mal, the way we paskin, mal v'lo taval, mal, if he mal'd himself, it wasn't taval, harei k'goy l'chol davar, right, he doesn't tave himself, so that's it. He's a guy. So, frektim in cheschinach, so why don't you find, and the Rambam is mashing that that way, that it says, dafka milas avadav is ma'akav, it should be tfilas avadav too. If you mal'd evid, but he's still a guy, he's still not nichnas into kedusha of klai, so he's still an orel. So if shifchas is ma'akiv you, so this should ma'akiv. So that's why he says it's a gzeres akosav only shifchas, not the way Reb Chaim learns it seems. But could be you can answer very simply. That's in Taisa Shonim it says this, but the word is like this. In the beginning of Arel, the Gemara says the pasuk toishav esachu by carbon pesach. What is it coming for? So Gemara says it's coming by carbon pesach. That the din is an oral can't eat from the Karban Pesach. So Akum that mild himself, Shemal, Voloy Taval, he can't eat from the Karban Pesach. So Taisus on Mem Vav says, what do you need a Pasuk for? Taisus says, what do you need a Pasuk for? We Paskin, he's a guy. Kiva says that you need it for this. The Gemara says, Taisus Mem Vav and Beis, Vim Taimar. Tema de la kaman bereisha arul me matar bekiva ger shemal v'loy tovel me pesach ksiv toish v'socher. If he holds that meal is enough like a bishua, so he's a yid. And if he holds he need both, so he's a guy. Of course he can't eat. He's called a zecha called an arul. Yesh loymar. So he says like this. So he says if kiva sava mid matay krab pesach, he holds you need both. But matay krab pesach ramina in ger atchiyim v'yitvol. Hitaka learns out from this, from the fact that he can't eat the Karban Pesach, that's the marker that he needs meal for. I would have thought meal is good enough, and he's a Jew. Kamashu, he can't from the Karban Pesach because he's a guy. That's what Taisa says. The Ritva and the Rashba say not that way. They say, no, Taka is a guy, but I'm married to Kazakh. The Ritva and the Rashba say that a guy that mouths himself, the Gemara says, a guy that mouths himself is an oral, right? It's still called an oral. For all dinim is called an oral. So therefore, if he's... What? No, oh. Oh, yeah, in this case, he mild l'shem geiris.
So, and
Denis
was mild.
And what?
And he was a yid.
He's a yid. He learned Torah, it says. But, but it doesn't... Not that he's a yid. That's not a yid. He says he can't teach you Torah unless you mild yourself. You have to know what that means. But you're right. But one sec. Well, that Yisham is a good riot to these Rishayim. So the Rashba and the Ritva both say... That the pshat is a zoy. That when the Gemara says all over ger a goy shemal akum mol so legabe nedarim legabe the Gemara says all kinds legabe what we said before legabe mila he's called an orel right it says orel came mal so he's called an orel that's when you mal him stop he did a circumcision it doesn't matter what he did it for but he did a circumcision but if he's mal the shem yadus he wants to become a ger. And then decides, you know, when it comes to the mikveh, and they tell him it's a lot of money, he says, "I'm forget it. I don't want to, You know, he thought it was, he didn't realize the mikveh so much money. He decides, he says, I'm not becoming a ger. He's not called an Oril anymore. The Rashi Ritva says he's not called an Oril anymore. He doesn't have a shame Oril anymore. Even though he's a goy, he's not a shame Oril. This Rashi Ritva was one of the things in Yerushalayim more than 120 years ago, 30 years ago. There was a whole mice in Rabbi Yerushalayim. You do with that.
With the Bezdin.
With the Shmuel Salanta was away. He went to the Chutz La'aretz, I guess, collecting money. That's what the it seems that he was doing even those days. And the Glunger Rav of Barcelona, I know he was took over, and there was a ger. They write the Binyan Tzion quotes the Homaisa says a ger from Morocco. Somebody showed me an intriguing article that he was not from Morocco; he was from America, but they didn't know what America was. Some of the Gedolim that wrote it was from Morocco. The whole story mentions it was in a secular paper in those years. Somebody followed, and all the Shmuel Salant, all the names are in there. So what happened was, he mauled himself, but he couldn't go to mikvah because it was an open wound. And then Shabbos came about. So the shalom was, should he be Michal Shabbos or not? Is he have a din of a goyisha? Goy has to be Michal Shabbos. So sometime, he's not an Orel. The Rashba, good, is that a Gamba Menuchasel or Yishkenu Arelim? Is that enough to make a Chayav and Shabbos? This was a whole shiloh with the Repesh Michal and the Tzitzah Kodesh. It went to the Avrinez. It's on the gear. But whatever it is, these Rishonim say, that he's not called an Oral. A shame Oral he's not. Oh, Be'etzim it lies in the Taisa Shom. I don't want to take down that. In Mem Vavabez, it's Kimam Mufurish in the Taisa Shom. But Akoparm, it answers your Kasha, Minchas Chinas Kasha. Why? Because if the Pshat is what's Ma'akiv you, is the Arelus, Mila takes away the shame Oral. He's not Chayvin Mitzis yet. Or it's Shivcha by Toivling her, takes away the shame Oral. Evet Knani, when you maul him, it takes away the shame Oral. So it's not Ma'akev. What's the Minchas Chinas Kasha? Till you do the Tefillah, you're not finished. You're right. He's not a full Evet Knani. But that's not the point. The point is not called an Oral. Not called an Oral is not called an Oral B'tech Beisa. That would be good enough. You look at the Taisa Shonim and Vovim Beis, it's Kemat Behedge over there. Okay, now. So basically, the din is, we're saying it's because of Oral B'tech Beisa. So a little bit, I'll have to do a little quicker. There's a Rambam in Hilch. The Gemara like this. The Gemara talks about Oral Betruma. You learn out Oral Truma from Korban Pesach. Later on, the Gemara talks about someone who's Noilad Ma'ul, someone who's born Gemal. But by the way, nowadays when you hear guys, a person's born Gemal, it's not so pretty. It's not so simple. It's not David Melech with Noyach and other Marishan. It's a different Noilad Ma'ul. It's a shtickle sekonda. It happens. Moyle know how to do it. It's not the same Noyle Mole used to be. Not that I know. When I heard once the first time, I thought, oh, very good. The Moyle says, this does I push. It's not the same type of Noyle Mole. They talked about a Noyle Mole in those days that was a little different. I mean, you have it, but usually when you hear it, it's not the same thing. But Koponim, the din of Noyle Mole is that he needs a toughest dambris. So the Rambam, Paskins, and Hilchas Truma. Now, what do you know that the din of Oral that can't eat truma from Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says someone who's Noilad Mol cannot eat Korban Pesach. Someone who's Noilad Mol cannot eat Korban Pesach. Yet the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas in Perek Zayin, Alocha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Anoilad Mol Oichel Truma. Anoilad Mol Oichel Truma. So, Minchas Chinas, others all ask, what do you mean? Where do you know the din of Truma from Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach, Noilad Mol, can eat. Right? So how come? But Truma, he could eat. What's the pshat in it? So there's a very famous word. I mean, other Chaim said, but Pshloim spells, but Pshloim Hyman says it beautifully. He says, you look at the Radvaz. He says, the Radvaz says that the Rambam holds, we're not going into other places of Rambam, but the Rambam holds, there's a whole shot, what's Noilad Mol? Is it Chashin Al Arla Kvush? Or maybe there is some kind of Arla? And the Rambam, he says no. The Radvaz says, Yud Aleph, Va'afragav Ditzach, Lahatef Memen and Dam Bris, Lav Arel Hu. There's a mitzvah Tafas Dam Bris. Rashi Shabbos says it's a Lach Mashim Sinai, or it's a Pasuk in Zachariah, that you go ahead and you have to give a little scratch and Dam comes out. Okay? There's a din of a Tafas Dam Bris. But the question is, but in Korban Pesach he can't eat. So Shlomo says a beautiful thing. Minchas Chinuch has a shayla like this. Minchas Chinuch says, let's say a person is an Orel. So he can't eat the Korban Pesach. Why not? Call Orel Lo Yoichel. is he also over the Issa of Milas Zacharev? Because why is he worse than the Avodim and the Bonim that he has? He should be over that too. Is he called Milas? Is he over that too? He says, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina, lav essay, maybe. It's not so posh. It's called an essay. It's just a din. He says, I don't know nafkamina. So Shlomo says, I have a nafkamina. Very posh. Why? Because the Radvaz says, noilad mol is not called an orel. But there's still a din to be do a tafas dam bris. There's still a din to do a tafas dam bris. That means there's a mitzvah to do some kind of meal. There's a whole shiloh for tafas dam bris. Can it be done at night? Can it be done, can it be done before the eighth day? It's a whole shiloh with a ramah. But it has a din mila. Zoktav Shleim, a beautiful vart. So he says, by carbon Pesach, you know why it's ma'akiv? You're not an orel, but you have the mitzvah of mila. And the mitzvah of mila is ma'akiv you, just like your ben is ma'akiv you. Masha ain't kein truma. Truma, your ben is not ma'akiv you. You're an orel. You're not an orel. The mitzvah of mila, that's not what's ma'akiv you. It's the fact that you're an orel. In other words, by Pesach, there's a din that an orel can't eat it, and you're not, an orel mol is not called an orel. Then there's a din, Mila's ma'akiv you. What's that? Mila's bun of Mila's zacharev. And over here, there is Mila, your own Mila. Masha enke truma, what's ma'akiv you? Kolaro la yechba, you learn that from Pesach. But not Mila's bun of zacharev. So the mitzvah of Mila is not ma'akiv you. So Reb Shleim is saying, you see, in order to answer up this Rambam and Trumas, that what's the ik of Karm Pesach? The din of Mila. So I want to say like this, if you look well,
like
again, that's the point. So I mean, that's a good raya from Tyson. So we have two ways now. So it's like this: that if you look well, there's nowhere this din that by Bonav that the Gemara says Chavushim Beis Yisur in all those cases because you know it's not ma'akiv you is only found by Bonav. You don't find it by Avodim, because by Avodim it's a different din. By Avodim is a mitzvah to mal them, but by Avodim the fact is that you have an oral b'teich beisay. Like, how do you see that? From Shifra. You have an Arul B'Seich Beisei. The Arul B'Seich Beisei is what's ma'akiv you. The Torah didn't want you to have an Arul B'Seich Beisei. What do you mean Arul? A goy. Right? He hasn't been goy. He's an Arul till you're malim. Yelid Beisei, he's not an Arul. Then it's the mitzvah that's ma'akiv you. Niknas Kasper, that's a goy. So Arelis is ma'akiv you. Oh. So Memela, if you... Nech, that's some rise to that, but just to say over the basic part. Is like this. If you say that the pshat is, it's two different dinim, and a chanami. Legabe bonov, the mitzvah of mila is ma'akiv you. And the Lashon HaPosik is ma'asher way. Legabe avodov, there's also the mitzvah of ada, you live based on miknas kasboy, but by miknas kasboy, when you purchase an eved, what's ma'akiv you is the fact that you have an aral b'seich b'seich. The fact that you have an aral b'seich b'seich. If you look well at the Gemara's Lashon, the way Reb Shloimeh and Reb Shloimeh Takas fits into Gemara, he says, Pshat in the Gemara is when the Gemara says miikamidi that some that milas acherina is ma'akev, but milas atzah is no ma'akev. It can't be. So he learns that kilu, since you have a mitzvah to mal your children and you have vadim, you also have a mitzvah. How could it be that your own mitzvah is not ma'akev? Don't say that in the Gemara. It says miikamidi, meaning like this. The Gemara means mitzad avadim. Mitzad avadim, you see, the arelis is ma'akev you. You see, there's a klal of the ma'akev. So the Gemara is saying like this. How could it be that the Torah is makbid on the arelis of an Evet Kanani, not makbid on your own arelis? It can't be. I by carbon Pesach, you see, you have two psukim called Arul O'Yechelba, and you have a pasuk milas avadov. The pshat is over there, and a chanami. If the pasuk will just say milas avadov, it's saying, what could you do? It's exeris akosov. But if the Torah said by Pesach, Hakpada on you as a oral, the person, even Mesach or Machmila, quote Rashi, and Avadim. So the pshat is, you see that the Torah is makbid on a reilis. Once you're learning out to Truma, that the Gemara is saying, it doesn't, Reb Shlomo is learning a kilu, the Gemara is saying is, if you have a mitzvah to mal your children, you have a mitzvah to mal yourself, that should be makbid. Don't say that. It says, Mika Midi, that Milas Acherim, doesn't even say Banav, Milas Acherim, Achrini. Achrini is a pshat Avadim. The Torah was makpid on not having an Arul B'Teich Beisei. Not having an Arul B'Teich Beisei is what the Torah is makpid. So how could it be the Torah is not makpid on you being an Arul? You'll tell me, why not Xeris Kosov? It's not Xeris Kosov. It's learned out from Karm Pesach. It doesn't make sense that if you see from Karm Pesach the Torah is akpod on Arelis, that we are learning out the truth, but the Torah is not makpid. Eina chanami, the Torah has by Karm Pesach another akpod, the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila. And Truma, we don't have that. But Arelis, it has to be, this has to be congruent together with Pesach. The din is that Arelus Makom. Then the Gemara makes sense. The Gemara that says Mi Ikamidi. So what's the Maram's Kasha? Maram's Kasha is, what do you mean? Legabe Achayrim, it's only by Anonis. Legabe Yud, it's even on Anonis. No, the Gemara means by Avadim where it is where the Akpata Satar is Arelim. Arelim has nothing to do with Anonis and not Anonis. No way do you find the Gemara, no way do you find the Rambam that Anonis patters you from Avadim. Avadim meaning Miknas Kesper. Over there, the Ikov is also. The Ikav is Darelus Shabbat. That there's no Ptur Vinus. So if there's no Ptur Vinus by them, there's no Ptur Vinus by you. And I think that's what the Maram means. The one little thing that we'll say is that the Rambam with Ketanim, the Minchas Chinuch says, right? And the Marsha. The Gemara is, if you notice, the Gemara says, you'll see tomorrow's blot, the Gemara says, Kigon Shehoyo Aviv V'imoy Chavushim Bebeis Asur. So Marsha says. So Rashi says. The Gemara says, "Kegon shayevim me the mitzvahs mila mutelis aleihem." Mitzvah mutelis aleihem. What do you mean aleihem? We all know Isha's potter for maling a son. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. So Marsha says, "Yeah, but in Karban Pesach it's ma'akavar. What is a ma'akavar? She has no mitzvah. She has no mitzvah. She has no mitzvah. Has a ma'akavar." So Marsha says, "But in Karban Pesach it is." So Pashup Shai learning it's because she has an arrow b'teich beisai. And Bonav, and we said Bonav is the mitzvah mila. So Batsim is like this. Let me just say Bikitza. That the din, it could be, you know, friend Mori say this. We know that this, and Minchas Chinuch say, Ayol, tell me the Chiyuv of Bezdin, there's a Chiyuv of Bezdin, and maybe Aisha is included in the Chiyuv of Bezdin, because many Rishonim learn Bezdin doesn't mean Bezdin, it means Klal Yisrael. Just, you designate Bezdin. If Kivega seems to understand, it means literally Bezdin. It could be Rishonim like that, but the Russian in Chulin says it means, cloudy so. So he says, if so, Aral should be Ma'ak of the whole world because Achi of Bezdin. So no, but could be the Pshat is Mila Zacharov. It has to be Zacharov, your Zachar, with Achi of Mila. The Mila Taka, woman's Chayim, it's at Bezdin. And Rashi, it's Mashu. If you look in the Seder Rashi, Makna, I think it's Medaikin. In Kedushin, our Seder is, you have to, the father has to Malim, Bezdin has to Malim, he Mals himself, and then the Isha's Potter. In the Rif's Girsa, and Rashi seems to say that too, it says the father's chayv to malim, the mother is potter, then it says afterwards bezdin. So the Maknas Medayik from that the Isha's Ptur is mitzad the father. Rashi says, v'loy imoy, meaning als his mother, she's a parental chayv, she's potter. Als Klal Yisrael's chayv, that she's chayv. And Mishraim it's Masha, the shtickle that way. So Memela, it's called Mila's Charav, there is a mitzvah of Mila. I said, so should be ma'ak of the whole Klal Yisrael. It's not called scharav, but that mitzvah is ma. And you have to say, according to that, which the Minchas Chinuch goes into, that the mitzvah of maling is only on ketanim. The Minchas Chinuch medayik in the Chinuch says, hey, there's a Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, it's only by ketanim. So that's what means that by ketanim, milas ketanim is only ma'ak of you. That's the pshat. Okay. That's the end of in this week's. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah, that's it's a good point. What?
So
yeah, yeah, it could be. Yeah, could be the name of a father. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. But right, that's a good point. Very good point. Good point. But what?
In Russia, the Maisim Bechogim.
The what?
In Russia,
the what?
The Maisim Bechogim.
The women brought. Okay, yeah, I don't know. But it's a nice point. The Gemara says the Imoy, his mother came and brought him. But Akoponim, it's also interesting that they gave their name, the Karud and Abnasan Abavli al Shmi. They gave him this name. But Akoponim, like. What?
They named after living people.
Yeah, that's saying. You see, for Nagamai, you can live after living people. Yeah, my Shver was once on a boat. He was with Karav a lot of firemen. Later on, he found out they gave his name to. There's a lot of Shloimers running around after the. But Akoponim is like this, that. It says in this week's parasha, the Yonis, it says, Medrash. The Medrash says, Hayom Rava Yonis. Hayom Rava Nozma Ra. Ra. Arena Shel Yosef. Veshneem Ava Yonis, Vayetza Achutza. What's the Shaykhis to Yosef, to Hayom Rava Yonis? What's the Shaykhis over here? Pshat is a Zoy. It's interesting, Zach. Ramah says that if you forget Al Anisim and benching, So it's not ma'akiv, but when you get to the Rachamans, you should say Rachaman Hu Yasa Lanu Nisim Kamasha Asa Lavasein B'yamim Ahem B'zmanazeh V'chul. He brings in Hilchas Bikas Amazin. He says the Gabbai Chanukah Purim, but in Chanukah he brings it as a separate halacha. Interesting. So the Poskim there quote a Tvus Shah, Bchar Shah. The Bchar Shah says, since when are you allowed to ask for Nisim? When can a person ask for Nisim? He knows not to make for Tzibah, he could, but that's his question. How could you ask for Nisim? Right? But the Lamaisa is, the place where the Ramah brings it, quotes it, is in Hilchas Chanukah. And Hilchas Bikas Amazin brings this taka before, but in Chanukah seems to be a stress that you can, that you ask for Nisim. In Chanukah, at least, it's like this. The Gemara says in Brachas, Deris Rishainim, right? Amai Israch Shul Nisan, Deris Achrainim. Nisan don't happen to us. How come Nisan don't happen? They learn, we learn. We have Baruch Hashem, we have everything. We learn so much, Baruch Hashem. Deris Rishainim, we know there's probably more Torah learned. I mean, not the level of scholarship necessarily, but as far as the amount of learning, there's an unbelievable amount of people that are learning Torah that who knows, in college or whatever it was before. That's the Chanish. But the Gemara says there, even that, they only learned this, Durham, we learned Uktsin, we learned everything. Is it this? So the Gemara says, Rishonim Masrayu Nafshayu Kedusha Hashem. The Gemara gives an example. They were Moisa Nefesh Kedusha Hashem. So, meaning of Pshat is that a Nase happens because a person's Moisa Nafshayu Kedusha Hashem. What's a Pshat? Because Mesiris Nefesh, if I don't mean Mesiris Nefesh, it doesn't mean Hashem Yerachim, who thought that we would have Mesiris Nefesh nowadays, like we see, fortunately, a few weeks ago. But Mesiris Nefesh means a person gives over his Ratzon. Im Yeshas Nafshachem. A person gives over his Ratzon. His Ratzon is Avada Matzah Shabbos, the American culture is, you do, Chmeis Vos, used to have other things when we grew up, what you did Matzah Shabbos. But you have people in Mesiris Nefesh to come to hear a shir, especially came to Mesiris Nefesh to live in my shir, says Mesiris Nefesh, Mechataisi. But it's a Mesiris Nefesh. At least the chesed you did. You know, you sit in Far Rockaway, you think people don't want to hear, but Baruch Hashem, you come here, the more people want to hear. But Akoponim, the Pshat is, the Gemara says, because if a person breaks his teva, his nature, nature is not Mechataisi, to learn a Matzah Shabbos, Mechataisi on a Sunday, to go to Shul, Baruch Hashem, now we see, I mean, in our day, remembers Far Rockaway, she said, many years there was minyanim, there was an amariv, except maybe for your father, the Zayin Gesund. I always say his father is mechayev, not just older people, it's mechayev young people. His father's the biggest masman now, yeshiva, in Kanei Nahara. I thought I would see him, give him a ride tonight. Learns and teaches these. When I finish mincha, I always tell him, I hope you don't mind me saying, when I finish mincha, and a few bochum come over to start talking, and his father is already back from eating lunch, sitting there and eating. And I'm so jealous of him. I said, everybody's this problem, that problem, what about this, what about that, this shidduch, that shidduch. And he's sitting and learning. He's ready to do it. I don't know, maybe I should have gone with a different field. He sits and learns. Mamesh b'asmod. But it's a mesiris nefesh. I think mesiris nefesh. A person gives over himself. A person's meis nefesh. A person gives over himself. The Bratim breaks the teva. That's the pshat in Kedusha Sash in Neis. A Neis is the breaking of the boundaries of Teva. So he said that's the pshat. And on Hanukkah especially, we know the whole Indian was the umais nafshayu Kedusha Hashem, the umais nefesh, like the Bach says, the umais nefesh for the menayim, the umais nefesh for the nitzachin of the melchama. And the Bein Shem did nisim. That's what he did nisim for them. He broke the Teva. Yosef, the whole power of Yosef. The pasuk, just want to. It says, Rashi goes a whole explanation. To win over Bnei Yavon. Talks about the Chashmonaim. It's a remnant to the Chashmonaim. So Tzadik says that Tzion is the Tzadik that's able to overcome Yud Vavnun, that's Yavon. The Yavon. That the pshat is the way the which is the culture around us. You know, everything we have comes originally from the Hellenistic culture, from the Greek culture. B'nayach tziyin, right? He says of tzaddik Yosef. Yosef is the same gematria as Antiochus. Antiochus is the same gematria, 156, I believe. So it's the same gematria. He says why the kerch of Yosef? Why? Because Yosef is the Indian of Rav Hutner used to writes and he used to say that. The others, each one of us gave a certain need in Klal Yisrael. Chesed, Titan Chesed Avram, and Yankov, Titan Emes Yankov, Chesed Avram, And goes on Yitzchak, we shame say. Nishbatel Avesemi Kedem, Yitzchak is being Nishbati, his Gvura, the Pachad Yitzchak, the Void of Yitzchak. He says, so what's Yosef? Yosef is like a bridge. He says, because the Pshat from Yankov started already, Yisrael Af Pishachot Yisrael. There's the Mesiavnim. Mesiavnim. He's still a Yid. No matter where a Yid goes, he's still called a Yid. Right? He's still called a Yid. From Yankov's Mitos Shlema. Avram had Yishmael, Yitzchak had Esav, Yankov's Mitos Shlema. The only way one can lose his Jewishness is Rahman Tzlan if he goes ahead and he marries the other side. That's Yosef. Yosef is never to assimilate. Yosef is to the power to be oimed in the culture. Right? Reishis Potiphar. That's Yosef. That's the power of Yosef. That you don't lose, even though, because Eved Va'akum, Bal Basra is a Vlad, but the opposite is a Vlad Kosher, but not, that's Gemara Yevamis. But the opposite is you lose. It's a terrible Aveda, Rambam says. That if somebody's boiler, Basel Mechritz, Kiyus Chatten, but he loses the children that way. So that's the Kerch of Yosef. Yosef's Messias Nefesh. Yosef's Messias Nefesh. Yosef Vayonis Vayetza Chutza. That's a Pshavayan. Chusa Reina Shul Yosef Ma Ra Yom. Why did the Yom split? Why did the Yom go ahead and split? Because of Reina Shul Yosef. Yosef is that person that puts in the Messias Nefesh of Klal Yisrael and Golos. And that's what Hanukkah is about, the Messias Nefesh. It also says over here that the Rachti Yehuda Keshis, to talk about a Keshis, a bow and arrow, and we know that the mazel of this month is a Keshis. So Shem Shmuel Tak says beautifully, because we know by Keshis, the more you taught it, the more you brought it back, the further it'll fly. So he said, the more a person puts into his Koichas HaTfila, B'charbi B'kashti, Koichas HaTayro, so he says, the more a person sees fruits, the more he sees the fruits of his labor. So I just humbly say that I'm misspelled by you, that people come Motzei Shabbos to come and learn, to come and learn Be'ian, to learn Stam Daf Yomi, that I'm b'chol jealous of you. But Barsha should help all of us that we should go into this Chag of Chanukah, the Taka with a Mesiris Nefesh, and we should Taka be Zeicha, to Rach the Nail of Mashiach, Ben Mashiach Tzitenu. Amen. 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 Amen.